This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
DA, my man, how are you? First off, I just want to thank you, Mraz, the body, Bogus, for being a big part of my work week, man. Because you guys sure make the mornings fly by, and I appreciate that.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back to CBS Sports Radio, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. DA with you. College football is right around the corner. And coming into his fourth season as head coach at South Carolina, coming off a 7-6 season last year and a Belk Bowl appearance, is Will Muschamp. And he joins us this morning on the show. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's everything going?
Doing tremendous. Thanks so much for joining us. And the SEC, as we all know, is a beast. But you've coached in this conference for nearly a decade now as a head coach. The SEC schedule, would you describe it as invigorating or exhausting when you're playing that type of talent week in and week out?
I'd describe it as a great opportunity to play on the biggest stage in college football week in, week out. And that's what excites you about being in a place like South Carolina and the venues that we're going to visit. When you talk in terms of going between the hedges and going to the swamp and going to Neyland Stadium and right here at Williams-Brice Stadium, some of the best venues, best competition, iron sharpens iron, play against the best each week. And that's what excites you about this league and being a part of it.
What a challenge you guys have in your third game of the season, ticket on Alabama. That's going to be September the 14th. Now, you'll have two games before then. We know Bama is routinely one of the best teams in college football. What do you want to see in the first two games you guys play with such a big early season matchup against the Tide so that you feel, okay, you know what, going to this game, I feel good about our chances?
Well, we have a huge game in Charlotte against North Carolina, a rival for us, you know, being in the ACC for all those years. That's a huge rival for us, a place that we recruit a lot in Charlotte, in the state of North Carolina. So that's our first and foremost as we start getting ready for our season. Right now we're focused on training camp and just getting South Carolina better. We're really big, Damon, around here about taking control of the things we can control, and that's our preparation right now. We've got great respect for Alabama as a program, and obviously I worked with Nick, and I know what kind of coach he is, and he's probably one of the greatest coaches in college football history as far as his accomplishments and the consistency that he's had. But we're focused on South Carolina right now, and we know that our opener's in Charlotte against North Carolina.
Will Muschamp joins us, head coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks. And you have said, now going into year number four, your roster, you feel like you got more depth than ever before and better leadership than ever before. Those two ingredients are enormously huge for success. If you could pick one, though, that's even more important than the other, would it be the depth of talent or would it be guys stepping up and being leaders?
Well, I don't know that you could put one in front of the other. I mean, it was yesterday we had 150 play scrimmage. We had three groups going, and each group got right at 50 snaps and a real tackle football. So we haven't been able to do that here. And really, it's in talking in terms of developing the bottom half of your roster, because there's some guys that are young players or maybe some players that just hasn't really scratched the surface of how good they can be, and they're getting really live reps, because this is a developmental game, and you've got to develop and coach them, especially on the line of scrimmage. And yesterday was a huge benefit for us, but we have more quality depth, I would say. It's easy to say we have depth, but we have more quality depth than we've ever had. But I also think that the leadership part of that is really important. We've got 18 seniors. Some of them have been four-year starters, some three-year starters, and some definitely some two-year starters. But guys that have played a bunch of football for us and understand what it's going to take for us to be successful. And I've been really pleased with their leadership in our training camp and how they handled the offseason.
No, you said something really interesting, developing the bottom half of your roster. The NCAA limits the amount of times you can meet with guys during the offseason. That becomes more and more difficult. How much of a challenge is it to take over a program and still try to develop that bottom half of the roster when you are limited?
Well, first of all, it starts in recruiting and signing good players and signing guys that have football intelligence, that are really smart, that have the right kind of character that you want to coach. And I obviously have the ability and the critical factors at each position to be successful in our league with the schedule that we have. And then, do a great job developing them. When you have opportunities to meet with them, is educate them as much as you can in all three phases of what we do. Obviously do a great job in the weight room with them and do a great job of, as far as our agility and speed development work. So it's an all-encompassing process. I mean, it's a year-round deal as far as being a student athlete and playing in the Southeastern Conference.
You guys, red zone wise, I'm sure want to be more efficient coming into the season, more points in that red zone. What are the keys for the Gamecocks to be able to do that this year?
Well, I think running the ball is going to help us to be able to have a threat running the ball, because the pass zones condense so much. We did throw the ball extremely well for the most part last year, but against good people, we didn't run the ball as well. We left 13 opportunities on the field, 8 turnovers in the red zone. We can't have one. We can't have one ever, but we certainly can't do it in the red zone. But we left 13 opportunities, leaving the field with 8 turnovers and 5, turnovers on down. So, we want to score 100% of the time down there and at least 70% of the time scoring touchdowns. It's demoralizing to have a 10 or 12 play drive, get all the way down there and have to kick a field goal. And that's a win for the defense. Defensively, we want to make the offense kick field goals 60% of the time. And if we do that, we're playing really good red zone defense. We've spent a lot of time in the red zone, which we always do, in training camp to expose our players to the different things that we need to do to be successful there.
Head coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks, Will Muschamp, is our guest here on CBS Sports Radio. We have a number of Gamecocks fans that listen to this show regularly in the South Carolina area. And now this is his second stint for you as a head coach in the SEC. When you took over this, or now going into year number 4, were there things that you changed about your approach or your game plan or what you wanted to do versus the first time around?
Well, I mean, I think you live and learn in all professions, and certainly being a head coach, if you haven't been one before, you think you got all the answers until you actually sit behind the desk and realize all the different decisions that affect everybody in your organization every single day. So certainly I'm much better than I was year one, but that's natural. I don't know that philosophically we've changed our approach and how we recruit and how we coach and how we develop players in all three phases. Our all-season program, none of those things have really changed. Obviously, some decision-making on my part could have been better at Florida, and I think that we've made some better decisions here as far as moving our program in the right direction. And I think it's pretty evident that we've won more games than any other staff has in 3 years, and we're excited about our future.
I think that's interesting, because I think a lot of fans just assume a coach is fully formed the moment that he takes the field, but that's not necessarily true. What are the types of things that you learn on an annual basis or semi-annual basis when you're in that role?
Well, Damon, the ball doesn't change. The X's and O's, that doesn't change. That's the easy part. It's just managing your staff. It's managing your roster. It's hiring the right coaches. It's hiring the right fits. And I certainly think I've done that here. I think we have a really good staff here. And you look at Brian McClendon and Tavares Robinson, two of the better young coaches in our profession, really good position coaches. Jeff Dillman and his strength staff do a fantastic job. I mean, just top to bottom, as far as everything in our program, I'm very pleased with where we are. Now, we've got to continue to fight to keep these people, because this past off season and the year before last, I mean, a lot of people have come after our coaches, which is a good thing. That means you got quality people in your organization. So, just get surrounding yourself with the right people that are on the same page with you philosophically on what you want to do to be successful. And I want to compliment Ray Tanner and our administration. They've been unbelievably supportive of us since we've been here. And the biggest evidence of that is the Long Family Operations Facility here. $50 million project that we moved into in January. And it's made a difference in our program. It's made a difference in recruiting. Top to bottom, it's made us a better product.
3 seasons at South Carolina, 3 postseason berths. The South Carolina Gamecocks looking to build on that this season. They'll open up against UNC in Charlotte. That's a 3:30 Eastern kick on ESPN, so national TV right out of the gate coming up on Labor Day weekend. And then that first appearance on the SEC on CBS, right here on CBS, is going to be against Alabama on Saturday, September the 14th. Will Muschamp, head coach of the Gamecocks, joining us. Will, it's really good to catch up with you. Thanks so much for doing so. Best of luck this season. Hopefully we can catch up again.
Damon, thanks for your time. Go Cox.
My pleasure. Coach Will Muschamp joining us here on the show. Go Cox! From Coach Muschamp.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.